In Northwest news from KPLU, they are flat, they're white, and they're popping up all over Seattle. Not the latest coffee drink. We're talking about land use signs posted to notify the public of coming changes. But as KPLU's Monica Spain reports, for the average person, the notices are not always easy to decipher.
No matter where you stand on growth and development, the wording on proposed land use signs can seem cryptic. Abbreviations abound, and it helps if you know a thing or two about zoning. Alice Poggi has spent years as a community organizer and coaches neighbors on how to read the signs.
A normal person who sees a sign and says, I want to check this out, it would be very difficult.
Yeah, this was not one of our better ones.
That's Sue Putnam, the public resource manager at Seattle's Department of Construction and Inspections. We're comparing notes on a land use sign that went up in the Madrona neighborhood.
What we try to do is give a broad brush of this is what's being proposed out here and hopefully get people to look further into it.
Putnam says you can review the detailed plans online so you can make meaningful comments, but she acknowledges the boilerplate language on the signs hasn't changed in 30 years.
And in fact, sometimes having somebody like you call and say, well, look at even your standard language, because I'm looking at the standard language right now, I'm going, well, yeah, we didn't tell them where they could go to look at the stuff. We've just been using this same thing since long before we went to electronic review, and they had to come in to look at everything.
Putnam says this could be fixed by adding a line directing people to the city's website.
That might help people in being able to feel like they're included in the process, which is definitely what we need to have.
A project manager reviews every public comment. In July, the city received 493 such emails. And while comments might not stop a bungalow from being torn down, they could lead to changes like adding extra parking spaces. Monica Spain, KPLU News.